All right, welcome back to the Finsiders, looking back at yesterday's 24-20 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. A lot of good stuff to talk about, so let's talk about it with the head coach, Joe Philbin. He joins us in studio for the Joe Philbin Show, presented by Everbank. Coach, congratulations, 2-0. That's all you can ask for through 2 weeks of the season, I guess.
Yeah, it was a great team win. I mean, a lot of different players contributed to the success. I thought all three units had a play in it, and I give a lot of credit to our staff. I thought I had our players ready to go.
We talk a lot, and we hear you talk a lot, especially these last couple of weeks, about quick starts. Very much a quick start yesterday. First time you get the ball, good field position to begin with, converted into an 18-yard touchdown pass to Mike Wallace. Next time you get the ball, you get the big play to Charles Clay and eventually the touchdown run from Lamar Miller. That's about as quick as it gets, I guess.
Yeah, really, offensively took advantage of some things. And, we had some big plays, some explosive plays, and some well-executed plays. Even the screen, it's a quick screen, and Mike did a great job. And then you take a look at the tape, and there's a good block by Claybo. There's an excellent block by Clay and another outstanding block by Mike Pouncey out in space, and then we hit that big pass to Charles down the middle of the field. Ryan's done a good job down the middle of the field so far in these first two games, and then Lamar did a nice job bouncing the ball to the outside.
Coach, in the offseason, a lot of messaging going on about the end of half, end of game, turnovers. Sometimes it's not the number of turnovers in a football game, but it's when they occur and how the importance of them. How important was obviously that interception by Brent Grimes?
Yeah, it was a huge play. They had outstanding field position. It's a good play call by them. They wanted to take a shot. They were in that vicinity where you can, and down in distance where you can take that shot. And, Brent defended the play very, very well and then went up and caught the ball at its highest point and really, outfought the receiver for the ball. And it was good to see. As he came off to the bench, he reminded me that he owed me one from a prior play. But, huge play, absolutely.
Yeah, that was a huge part of the football game. And another part was getting off the field on third down for the Miami Dolphins. I know last year the Indianapolis Colts had their way a little bit on third down. It was nice to see the defense come up at big times on third down.
Yeah, especially in the second half. I mean, it was relatively even, the third down battle. And as you mentioned, John, one of the key factors in the game a year ago was that they dominated us on third down, really on both sides. And so it was even. But, again, the last stop of the game, they get first and 10 on the 23. And, you make, three stops and then a sack. And, there's no better time to play great defense than that.
The holy trinity, I think, for a lot of football coaches, takeaways, third downs, and the third one, penalties, and zero yesterday. Just the sixth time in Dolphins history, fifth in the regular season, played an entire game without a penalty. Is that, I'm guessing, one of the things you're most proud of coming out of that win yesterday?
Yeah, I'm also looking at the schedule when Cleet Blakeman and his staff are coming back. But
those are good guys.
Yeah, like them a lot. My evaluation form is going to be very positive on them. But, the guys, we talked to the guys. One of the things we said, we got to go out there and we got to play clean and we have to play fast and play with discipline. We're on the road, we're potentially in a very, very loud environment. So our communication has to be good, and we just got to play football by the rules. And there's a lot of good pictures in the tape of, guys where we could have taken somebody to the ground, a quarterback, and then we got our hands on them, then we kind of let up a little bit. And so I think they took the coaching to heed and did a nice job in that area.
Charles Clay was a big part of the victory yesterday. 5 catches, 109 yards, including the 67-yarder, which we spoke of earlier. Then he gets his first career carry and kind of burrows his way in from 1 yard out for a big touchdown in the game. That's some serious versatility. I mean, we say H-back, hey, he's supposed to be able to do some fullback, but we hadn't really seen him carry the ball before at this level.
Yeah. Well, he's been making a real nice contribution the first two games that he's played, and he did some very good things blocking as well. Obviously, it's easy to look at the stats and the yards per catch and then a touchdown run, and your description of burrowing was probably exactly right. But he's played well these two games, and we're going to need him to continue so.
Coach, it was nice to see the running game contribute. After week one and struggling to run the football, it seemed like the offensive line did their part, but I really liked the running of Miller and Thomas, the way they approached the running game. They were hitting the hole with authority.
Yeah, we had better – it was more productive, obviously. The statistics tell you so. And then when you look at the film, there was less penetration, so that enabled our backs really to get on course more than they had the prior week. We covered up the color of the opposition much, much better. And as you mentioned, John, then the guys hit the hole, and they had good pad level. They took good care of the football, broke a couple tackles. So those were all positive signs.
Another positive, Ryan Tannehill. He's had two really nice efforts in football games, and he was able to overcome things, adversity through the game, you know, bringing his football team back and becoming a leader. And it seemed like the resiliency of a guy moving from his year one to year two, you know, he's taken some sacks, he's taken some hits, but he's bouncing back up and continuing to make plays. And that's the sign of a true leader coming through.
Yeah, I think he has a lot of confidence. And number one, I think he has more confidence in himself as a player. He has a better command of the system. I think he's more comfortable in his situation and his role on the football team. And then number three is I think he's got some good guys around him that are helping him do his job. And when you get that feeling, and then we have, you know, high character individuals on the football team, that all helps and generates a positive team chemistry.
Caleb Sturgis comes through again yesterday. He was only called on once, 54 yards right before the half. Had to do it twice with the icing and the timeout and all that. Just kind of walks up to it like it's no big deal. We've heard you say this a bunch of times. You like his demeanor and the way he kind of handles his business. He hits the 54-yarder. That's a huge play in the game, too, I imagine, going into the half like that.
You know, we had talked all week about we have to play well at the end of the half. We had given them a field goal right before the end of the half last year that was a critical 3 points in the football game. And, you know, it was less than ideal situation. I believe we took over with a minute 26 left in the half. We certainly don't want to give up a touchdown inside of 2 minutes like we did. But we went 44 yards. We kicked the field goal. He did it twice. And, I mean, he absolutely drilled that second one. I mean, you know, just a huge play in the football game. I told the team at halftime, remember those 3 points. It's going to be big.
Yeah, it looked like it could have been good from 64 the way he hit the second
one. Yeah, I was going to say that, but I didn't want to jinx anybody. So you can do it.
Oh, that's right. I don't have anything to do with it. But setting up that field goal, you talk about when I said Ryan Tannehill and the resiliency, and you credited the people around him naturally. To get to that point, you have to credit, you know, Hartline with the slant route for 7. You get a hitch to Mike Wallace on the outside for 8. Then you get the seam route to Clay for 21. Collective team effort moving down to get yourself in position to get points to go in tied at the half.
Yeah, and you know, I thought we did some good things using our timeouts when they were down deep in the scoring territory. Our thought process was, even though, you know, we were going to get the ball to start the second half, we had talked in our coordinators meeting earlier in the week that, you know, and we had, you know, given up about 300 yards of offense in the first half. So as we were talking on the phone, I was talking to Mike, look, we're going to have to be aggressive here. I want to save some time so we can, you know, see if we can put some points on the board, because we knew, you know, we weren't sure that we were going to go out and stone them like we did in the second half. So it ended up being a huge 3 points.
7 plays, 44 yards later, Sturgis hits the 54-yard field goal to tie the game, and that's how we went into the locker room at halftime. It starts to turn our attention out of this coming Sunday and the Falcons. Main things you'd like to see the team kind of clean up, you know, from an execution standpoint.
No, we have to do a better job on offense, our ball security. The ball is on the ground too much. There's no question about that. And we still have pass protection. We've got to show some consistency in the run game and then, you know, shore up our pass protection. And then the one thing that's still getting us is we had some really nice coverage, especially in the second half. I mean, our guys, you know, Dimitri Patterson doesn't play in the game, and Nolan steps up, and Jimmy comes in and plays a ton at the nickel. And those guys played their tail off. But we still hit, there's a couple too many explosive passes there that we have to eliminate.
All right, let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons. But week three means finally a home game. I mean, the two on the road is really tough to start. Obviously, when you win them both, you feel great about the situation. Yeah. But it's got to be nice to be able to prepare for a game here in South Florida.
Yeah, we're excited about it. It's going to be a great atmosphere at the stadium on Sunday afternoon. And our guys are really looking forward to coming home and playing, no question.
Playing a team like Atlanta, Coach, is really not one guy to focus in on. They have a lot of different weapons all over the offensive side of the football.
Yeah, it makes it more challenging. There's no doubt about it. And that's certainly, in my humble opinion, the way to go on offense. When you have balance, you have different guys that you can go to. And so if they decide to commit somebody, you know, a call or a scheme to take a particular player away, you've got other good options available to you. And that's certainly the case with Atlanta. So we're going to have to be on top of our game. We're going to have to really tackle well in this game, get these guys on the ground, and disrupt their timing.
Matt Ryan has won a ton of football games over the course of his young career now with the Atlanta Falcons. Aside from the weapons and the obvious guys that he has, what have you seen from Matt Ryan, studying him on tape and just seeing them as a unit that makes him so dangerous?
Yeah, you know, he has a lot of poise back there. I think that's one thing that's really sticks out about him when you watch him play. And obviously he has the physical skills, the arm strength, and he appears to be a very, very good decision maker. Doesn't force the ball into, you know, tough spots very often. And, you know, he's just done an excellent job in his career.
It's easy to talk about their offense. Everybody knows the big names. Defensively, what have we seen from the Falcons so far? I know they got a score yesterday on defense.
Yeah, they're very multiple. They've got very talented players on that side of the ball as well. Coach Nolan and Coach Smith have a great defensive background, both of them. And it's a well-coached unit that plays very hard and plays well together.
All right, some fan questions now for the head coach, Joe Philbin. Finn Fanatic on Twitter. He wants to know about how the coaches watch the game film and do you watch every single snap? I kind of chuckled when I got the question. I'll let you answer it. And do you watch every play? And then what about the players? Is it sort of trickles down to them?
I only watch the good plays. We started, you know, Mike Sherman and I watched the offense on the plane ride home. And then, you know, we come in and I meet with all the I met with Darren and Marwan. I watched the special teams with them. And then I watched the defense with Kevin and the defensive staff. And then I went with the entire offensive staff. So that's really what Monday morning is devoted to. It's watching the entire game, every single play, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and making the corrections that need to be made as a staff first, you know, checking out our plan. And then the players, you know, they watch every single play that they played in the game as well.
There you go. All right, Paul on Twitter wants to know if halftime adjustments are overrated. It's something we hear a lot about. He says with all the technology that can be utilized in game, you get those pictures on the sidelines. He's saying you can make adjustments anytime. Is halftime overrated or is it still important?
No, it's still important, but it's a very short window you have to make changes. And obviously, you can't necessarily just wait till halftime. You have to, you know, make them as the game is going on. There's no question about it. But you need to, you know, sometimes it's good just to kind of, you know, get the guys refocused. It's as much as anything. You're not drawing up a new playbook, hopefully. If you're doing that, you're really in trouble. But, you know, you're just kind of resetting the tempo, getting their focus back, and, you know, getting them all in one direction.
Great insight, as always, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Joe Philbin. His show is presented by Everbank. Coach, again, congratulations on the win yesterday, and have a great week getting ready for the Falcons.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
All right, there you go. That's Joe Philbin. We'll be back with more in just a moment. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, and you're listening on Dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.